Nothing on this program would be possible without the amazing sponsors that believe in us and we believe in them, because we just don't do business with just anybody. And as you know, we always favor veteran-owned companies, which is why we brought on Verve Forever, as well as Verve United. Now, Verve Forever is a CBD product, and I know that we want to get into the program here, and we appreciate every day that you guys show us a little bit of latitude as we talk to you about the wonderful sponsors on this program, because we have to pay the bills. Verve Forever is something that not only are we getting paid to talk about them, but we actually are consumers. We're customers of Verve Forever, and both of us have experienced a traumatic switch and change and improvement in our lives as a result of Verve Forever. Now, CBD is something that I was not familiar with. I was not familiar with it at all, as a matter of fact, until doing this show. I had seen signs for it. I see it at corner stores, CBD available. I even drive by in my area a farmhouse that says, hey, we grow hemp, a CBD store outlet, and all that other stuff. I just thought, hey, people are running around getting high by drinking vials of stuff, you know? But that's just not the way that it's not the way that it works. This isn't like an edible marijuana type thing. And I might sound ignorant still talking about it, because honestly, I'm just very, very new at trying this stuff. But what I have learned is that no, people are not getting high. And a matter of fact, the CBD that I use from Verve Forever has no THC. I believe that you can get stuff that has the THC in it. And if that's what you want to do, nobody's going to judge. Hey, hell, if I could, I would. But you know, the CBD that I use it for, you know, anxiety and stress. Richard, you use it. You've got the veterans blend, right?
Yes, the full spectrum.
The full spectrum. And then also, I use the pain strips and the cream. You know, they have bath salts. They have stuff for your wrinkles. If you got a lot of wrinkles, and you can put that stuff on your face. And I'm telling you, the experience that I've had with this stuff, just going from a constant pain level of 10 in my shoulder to, I was imminent for surgery. I was going to be down for 2 or 3 months after this surgery. I could not lift my arms up. I'm doing that now. For those of you that can see me, you see that I'm aerobics over here doing my aerobics, right? But, you know, now I need no surgery. It's simply because of Verve Forever. You can find Verve Forever at thepcradioshow.com. It's a veteran-owned business. It's the highest quality CBD at the lowest prices affordable. I mean, the most affordable prices for this quality CBD on the market. Go to thepcradioshow.com, click on the Verve link, and if nothing else, educate yourself, because that is what it is all about. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Verve is for you. Verve Forever. Go to thepcradioshow.com, thepcradioshow.com. The PC Radio Show is on right now. Welcome to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. My name is Stu Peters, that ruggedly good-looking guy who could sue me for defamation after our last show. that is Richard Leonard.
I'll give you a pass.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, with 2020 being history now behind us, thank God, so much happened in that horrific year that if you were to try to run down, like do a montage or a recall of 2020, for example, it would be nearly impossible to do with everything that happened, everything that was going on. Thank God for Diane Herman over at the Independent Sentinel, who published the epic fails of 2020. And I'd like to go through some of these. So her first one, which I happen to agree with, is Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, my opinion is that he will be, along with, if Lynn Wood is right, Vice President Mike Pence, as well as Chief Justice Roberts and Mitch McConnell, awaiting tribunals for treason, because Dr. Fauci lied and people died. He was wrong on virtually every issue regarding COVID-19. She writes, he opposed stopping flights from China. Yep, we know that. He told us that we didn't need to wear a mask. Fauci said hydroxychloroquine did not help fight the coronavirus. False. Then he said there's no way we would have a vaccine this year. Wrong on all counts. Wrong, 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 and wrong. And the president on New Year's Eve actually addressed the nation in a 4-minute and 45-second video where he ever so eloquently said Dr. Fauci was wrong. Without having to say his name, everybody knew who he was referring to. And Richard, it was because of warp speed. Now, the mainstream media, who obviously you can't even discuss these people. You can't even put journalism and mainstream media in the same sentence anymore.
No.
There is absolutely zero integrity amongst these parasites whatsoever. Unless you're watching a show like this or listening to our radio program, you're not getting real news. You're not getting real, honest, integrity-filled commentary based on what's actually going on out here. We are not afraid. We're not afraid to drop tapes. We're not afraid to talk to whistleblowers. We're not afraid to talk to anonymous sources. We're not afraid to drop and release information. I don't care about being doxxed. I don't care about people coming after me. I don't care about any of that because this is part of being a patriot. I don't care about putting a Lynn Wood deleted tweets all over this radio program like we did on our last show. I have no problems with that whatsoever because I am a proud, purebred, thoroughbred, true American, unapologetically patriotic American, period. And I know that you are too. By the way, for those of you that are new to the program, Richard Leonard, my co-host here, is a Purple Heart recipient, war veteran, still in the National Guard. He's a U.S. Army soldier, deployed multiple times. He was blown up in Iraq. He's seen horrific realities and still serves locally in our community as a bail investigator. And together we seek out some of the most violent, most wanted criminals and fugitives in the state of Minnesota, wanted for some of the most heinous of acts against children and crimes against persons and so on and so forth. So, Richard, thank you for your service and your patriotism.
Well, thank you, my friend. And someday we're going to have to release the TCAT Chronicles or something like that.
Yeah, we should have that on this program, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we could do that.
Write a book or something. We should explore that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, writing a book, I like that. In all of my spare time, maybe I'll get at that. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, this is number two, blocked the second stimulus package just to spite President Trump. Families are suffering financially, but Pelosi was more interested in thwarting Trump because of her political vindictiveness than in helping Americans. All the while, she was eating $20 pints of ice cream from her $20,000 refrigerator and freezers. Now, remember that while you were locked down, we were all, the panic was on starting in March. The coronavirus was here. The coronavirus task force was put together, headed up by, I guess, the future executionee, Vice President Mike Pence, according to Lynn Wood. He's going to be taken out by a firing squad. But it was headed up by Mike Pence, and yikes is right. It was headed up by Mike Pence, and then, of course, Dr. Birx, with all of her neck scarves. Remember all the different neck scarves that she had? Every press conference, I think she switched the thing out 3 damn times. And then, of course, Dr. Fauci. Everybody was supposed to listen to the science from Dr. Fauci. Meanwhile, everybody's lives were being trashed. Kids were being pulled out of schools. Camps were being canceled. Sporting events were being canceled. Let's see. Businesses were being threatened at this time with these massive closure mandates. Masks were being talked about. Yep. But it wasn't necessary to wear a mask. It's not necessary to wear a mask. Well, Fauci lied. He knew that he was going to do this. He knew that that was part of the play and didn't want to tell Americans about the fact that he was a personal investor in the Wuhan lab in China, where the virus was manufactured purposefully and released here to throw an election that was all part of the process to throw the 2020 general election for President Trump.
Funny how all that was left out in the beginning.
Meanwhile,
bullshit.
Well, you are miserable trying to think of where your kids are going to get their education, how they're going to have any sense of normalcy in their life, whether or not you are deemed to be essential.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is standing in front of her $20,000 refrigerators and freezers, eating $20 pints of ice cream, talking about the sacrifice that she's making and the sacrifices that you and I should make. I think another fail to be added to that, and not to take anything away from Diane Herman because she's done a really good job here, but I will say that I think another big Nancy Pelosi fail had to be the hair salon.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how we could leave that out. You remember She was closing down hair salons all over California. It was just super dangerous to get your hair cut, but there was Nancy Pelosi sneaking around like a damn criminal. I remember her stumbling. I mean, she looks like she's about 95 years old.
She's the crib keeper, bro.
And looked like she was stumbling. I mean, she looked like, you know, when you watch these America's Dumbest Criminals type shows and you see the surveillance footage that shows the idiot, stupid asses as they're trying to burglarize something just before they trip and fall down on their face, render themselves unconscious, and the police show up. Yep. This is what she looked like on the surveillance footage. I mean, she's like literally with her head down and her mask on, and she's just creeping, and she's got her like hood pulled up over her head. It's hilarious. It's really good content for social media. I tell you, there's more memes and GIFs that have been made out of that stupid bitch than anything that I have seen for a long time. Excuse my language. So Nancy Pelosi, another big fail.
And she wasn't even no explanation as to why she was there. Her only explanation was that she was set up.
Yes, so and that
you lied to people and got caught. So now you were set up.
The salon owner was just a Trump fan, right? A Trump supporter, and that So she displaces blame and then actually said her real excuse was that she didn't need one. I don't need an excuse. I'm the Speaker of the House. My name is Nancy Pelosi, and I do what I want. Basically, that was the attitude that she had. King Cuomo was another big fail of 2020. That's the governor of New York. He sent COVID-19 patients into nursing homes, setting off a rash of deaths among New York's most vulnerable senior citizens. He's directly responsible for the deaths of thousands of those subjects. Totally sad. Meanwhile, he and the bozo, de Blasio, just cracking down on everybody else, telling them, do you remember, Richard, at one point during the beginning of all this, Governor Cuomo with his daily, you know, his daily press briefings, do you remember watching any of those at the time? Were you really like politically plugged into this thing, or were you still thinking, well, this can't be politicized?
Well, I did watch a couple of them, and I kind of just quit watching him when he had a whole huge naval hospital ship in the harbor and put not one patient on it.
Bingo, another fail. Yes.
Yeah. And that was when he sent them all these old folks back to the old folks.
To the nursing homes. Yeah. He had this thing at his disposal. The president sent him all the resources in the world. He sent him tens of thousands of ventilators to be used in New York. And of course, it was ignored. Again, like Pelosi, you know, just to spite the president. This is what was going on in New York with King Cuomo. He's a joke. He's a jerk, and he's an asshole. You know,
man, on New Year's Eve, he dances with his wife in the middle of Times Square, which was supposed to be shut down.
That was de Blasio. That was the city's mayor. But equally as stupid and equally as entitled, ignorant, and arrogant. Yes, de Blasio and Cuomo, they were separated at birth. There is no doubt. But at one time during these press conferences that Cuomo was giving on a daily basis, you know, his stupid-ass brother Chris over at CNN, Chris Cuomo, the loudmouth. And, you know, I've actually heard people talk about how, man, I could just sit and listen to Chris Cuomo opine all day long. He is such a great orator. This guy is a bumbling idiot. He stands for nothing. He regurgitates talking points. He suppresses news. He makes up stories. And he goes off on personal tirades about what a great journalist he is. And that was another fail here. If you want to add in another one, not to disrespect Diane Herman. But I think another big fail was Chris Cuomo and his faking having the coronavirus. I don't know if he really had it or not, but he faked definitely his quarantine because he was busted. He was busted like almost getting in a bar-like type brawl with some dude on a bicycle or a motorcycle or something. I remember that. And remembering the details of it is difficult because you try to tune out some of this lunacy from these idiots on the left over here.
Wasn't it also him that made that stupid video of him ascending up from his basement?
So that's what I was getting at. And then and there it is, making it all about him. You know, because these idiots, they can't do anything. The same thing with these night show guys. What do you call the late night shows?
Late night hosts, yeah.
Yeah, these guys, the same thing. I mean, their whole monologue is trashing Trump. At what point does it just not become funny anymore? Another big, huge fail right there would be these late night hosts. New York City Mayor de Blasio, when he learned that the coronavirus came from China, he encouraged New Yorkers to go into Chinatown to prove that they weren't racist. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. that started the rapid spread of the virus in the Big Apple. He sent everybody right to Chinatown, where all of these people were fleeing from Wuhan, and everywhere else in China as the CCP continued to lie. And, you know, it was Fauci and Birx that were standing up there saying, well, we're getting all of this great intel from China. Really? You're getting really good intel from a communist regime that has state media and controls narratives to their own people? They're over there killing. They're killing thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of people that are infected with this thing. They're killing them. But we're going to take their information. De Blasio, there he was. Go to Chinatown. Prove you're not a racist. Prove the... Oh, my God. This is just really something. Professional sports. Here was another one. Overpaid crybaby athletes knelt during the national anthem, then complained when nobody wanted to come and watch them play. This was before you were told that you couldn't go and watch them play, of course. Lifetime season ticket holders turned in their tickets. That's right, they did. Fans burned their team memorabilia and collectibles. Meanwhile, basketball players were allowed to put NBA-approved social justice messages on the backs of their jerseys, but were denied permission to put on positive messages supporting America. The NBA actually told these guys, no. Support America, bad. Support a racist terrorist group called Black Lives Matter Incorporated, sure.
If that's not an obvious, hey, let's cater to the community in which comes to watch basketball more than any other community. Okay, well, let's just say it. Let's support the black folks narrative.
Not even the black folks narrative. Because, you know, if you talk to black folks, I would argue that 90% of them, of sane-minded African-Americans, would say, no, these assholes do not speak for me.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I should say the black folks in which are the most loud and the most pronounced, which are the Antifa assholes and the BLM folks and all that stuff.
The minority of the minority.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Screwing it up for the majority of the minority.
Minority. Yes.
As best quoted, there's another great 2020 quote, and that came from Joe the Cop right here on this program. What about the climate change hoax? He is profound. In the 1970s, we were warned about the impending ice age. Then all of a sudden, climatologists told us about global warming. Since they couldn't provide scientific evidence for either one, they decided to call it climate change. Now they can force us to change our lifestyles without having to prove anything. Isn't that just convenient? Now, meanwhile, you have guys that are right up here spouting off about this climate change. They're going to change the world, and you're going to have to live differently. Now, you can't drive a diesel vehicle anymore. You got to get rid of your half ton and your three quarter ton. Our guest, Chad Prather, will be disappointed in that one. I don't think Chad's going to be giving up much of anything, though. Now, during this time where you're... What's that?
He shouldn't have to.
No, and he's not going to. During this time where you're giving up everything, the guys that are screaming the loudest about this climate change hoax are the ones that are living right next to the ocean. Now, isn't this the place where the rising sea waters are supposed to get incredibly dangerous, Richard? Isn't this where the California is going to fall off of the United States? Which, by the way, I wish it would.
That'd be sweet.
Man, that would be awesome. Can Mayor Garcetti and let's see, what's the governor's name out there? Gavin Newsom, that idiot. There's another big fail of 2020. And what about Nancy Pelosi? Can these guys? Can they go with it, please? Yeah. Can they be banned from flying? I think all of them, by the way, should be banned from restaurants and bars for the rest of their lives. Wherever these people move to, wherever they try to run to, wherever they live, it's my opinion that if you have every single establishment, freedom-loving American, business-owning, backbone of the United States economy, small business owner ought to say, hell no, you are not allowed in this bar or restaurant. Because do you remember when you tried to kill us? You remember when you squashed our hopes and dreams? Most of them, or a lot of them, I shouldn't say most of them, but a lot of them are these foreign nationals, these immigrants, trying to pursue the American dream, the ones that the liberal radicals tell us that they're all about. False. Big hoax. The list goes on and on here. Social media and internet giants like Facebook and Twitter and Google censored accounts of conservative users. Fake news stories and outright lies were allowed to go unchallenged, but facts and the truth were blocked. Searches for some conservative websites were also blocked. while other searches were directed to deceptive liberal websites intent on influencing the election. We didn't need to worry about Russian influence because we had Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube right here. So while the Russian narrative was a complete hoax, and we know that, while the fake, phony, paid-for Hillary Clinton Steele dossier was a big hoax, and we know that, while the perfect Ukrainian phone call between President Trump and the leader of the Ukraine was a complete hoax, and we know that, while the coronavirus, COVID-19, that was supposed to kill 2.56 million people in this country turned out to be a huge, big hoax, and now we know that, well, Dr. Anthony Fauci was the expert scientist, and we were supposed to listen to the science, and that turned out to be a big hoax, and now we know that. Well, Nancy Pelosi and all of the others were talking to you and preaching from a soapbox of health and safety, telling you that you should sacrifice because if you love America and if you love your neighbor and if you love your fellow Americans, and the true patriotic thing to do would be to lock yourselves down, pull your kids out of school, take them out of sports, muzzle yourself with a mask, wear protective equipment, separate at the holidays, don't have your family, disavow your friends, put yourself in a bubble. That was a big hoax, and now we know that. Because they don't believe in the science themselves. We watched how many different cases of these elected representatives being busted, flying all over the country, going into their hair salons, eating at restaurants with groups of 20, not wearing masks, being in the airport not wearing masks, traveling. I mean, Richard, it was quite a year.
It is the modern day Nazi propaganda machine.
Yeah, the media.
Intensified, yes.
Absolutely.
And social media.
And social media. You got it. Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and YouTube. The modern-day propaganda spreading machine, akin to the 1930s Nazi-ruled Germany. Mm-hmm. Network and cable news, it's not just what they reported and how they reported it, but what they didn't report that influenced people and their opinions. It was calculated, and it was on purpose. We remember the story about Dr. Jill Biden's son, Hunter, the president-erect son, Hunter, who took it upon himself to be the family's vacuum cleaner, as President Donald Trump would say. He was the human vacuum cleaner running around the world, not only around the world, not to like places like, you know, Sweden, not to places like Chile, not to places like Argentina. Not even Canada.
No, just the communist place.
Just the biggest adversaries and enemies of the United States. He was in Russia. He was in China. He was in the Ukraine. He was running around sucking up millions and millions of dollars as he sold out the seat of the vice president, the sitting vice president. It was for sale. And Vice President Joe Biden sold us right down the river. And if you think for one second that Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State didn't know what was going on, well, let's just talk about 33,000 emails that went kaput. Who knows where those are in the FBI? They can't tell us. They don't know. They'll get back to us on that. We'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, all this kind of took the spotlight right off of Hillary, didn't it?
Sure did.
All this bullshit.
Yeah, you bet it did.
Sitting out there, I bet.
What else didn't the FBI investigate? Well, how about where's Hunter? Where's his laptop? We still don't know about that. You know why? Because the network and cable news chose not to report on it. Big tech got involved by censoring and deleting and shadow banning every single post about it, including from the nation's fourth largest and oldest publication for news, the New York Post. Nope.
Do you suppose that these government agencies, these three-letter government agencies, unfortunately, kind of decide on what and when they're going to investigate what based on what's being reported?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah, they decide, and then they actually tell the media what to report. Hey, let them know that we found out that the guy that blew up in the RV, we were able to identify him, even though the biggest piece left of him was smaller than that size of a wood tick, right? And it was a gooey-like substance, but his DNA was on file somewhere from something else, even though he allegedly had no criminal history prior to that. But he was a 63-year-old white man who just happened to know that Dominion servers were being looked into by AT&T, and they had been shipped there, and then he was just going to park there and take out all the communications and take out the Dominion servers. Oh, weird. Right after the time, or right about the time, where we figured out that they did have Wi-Fi capabilities, and oh, yeah, they can be hacked, because look, he just proved it down there. Jovan Pulitzer.
Through a thermostat.
Real strange timing, is it not? Yes. I am supposed to believe that this guy was a lone wolf, even though the FBI teaches and preaches to all of their classes that there is no such thing as a lone wolf. It's one of the first things that you learn when you're going to be on something like a joint terrorism task force and investigate terrorism. There is no such thing as a lone wolf. So the FBI was either lying to a bunch of cops that they were training, or they were lying to us. We've covered this. I believe that they were lying to us. Michael Bloomberg, the former New York mayor, he spent $1 billion of his own money on his failed Democrat presidential bid. I didn't even remember that.
No. He did, huh?
Yeah, Michael who? Yes, yeah. A billion friggin' dollars, man. $1 billion. Oh, man, 2020. More of these fails coming up in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio Worldwide at the PCRadioshow.com.
I have a lot of fun with these kinds of shows because the news cycle changes every 22 seconds instead of every 24 hours. I remember when the news cycle used to really last 24 hours. You'd listen to somebody like Walter Cronkite. You know, he read the news. He didn't give his opinion on it. I mean, I don't mind people giving their opinion. That's exactly what we do. I don't mind commentary, and I listen to it from all angles. Although sometimes it can be very frustrating, it also is very humorous. And I was taught at a very young age that you keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer. You got to know the moves of the other people. We ended on the 2020 fails with Michael Bloomberg and his billion-dollar failed campaign. This is funny shit. It really is. And if we're just going to have conversations about it, I love finding articles like this one here by Diane Herman in the Independent Sentinel. Make sure that you get over there and take a look at it for yourself. Also, visit thepcradioshow.com and make sure to download the OpsLens app, okay? Because as mainstream media ignores all of the news and fails to point out any of this, they will never... Do you think that Chris Cuomo, or what's the dude that looks like a poodle? What's his name again? Anderson Cooper. Do you think that guy is really going to be talking about these fails? No. Unless you're watching or listening to a program like this one, you probably wouldn't remember some. I don't remember a lot of this stuff, so we thank Diane Herman. Download the OpsLens app because the OpsLens app will never censor us. Our show is broadcast live there, as well as the Matt Locke program and the Rocky Stucci Situation Room. Those are three of the tremendous programs. Shemaine Nugent, also, who's been a guest on this program, she has a show that's over on the OpsLens app, so make sure that you download it. These are real patriotic Americans who are not afraid to talk about the real truth. The Dominion voting machines, Venezuela used them. They used them to ensure that Chavez and his regime would be reelected. The U.S. was warned about the unreliability of the software. Of course we were. Remember, Democrats actually saw that as well, and then they were writing letters. Remember, Amy Klobuchar, that worthless wench from Minnesota, she wrote letters saying, we can't use this stuff. This can easily be hacked. This is unreliable. Don't use this. You can't do that. Until they saw the opportunity to steal an election, especially in swing states. And guess what? It worked. It worked. And in the middle of the night, overnight, these things were hooked right up to the internet. And that was proven because not only did Jovan Pulitzer prove that you could hack into this thing through Wi-Fi when they weren't supposed to have Wi-Fi, but then there was Chang who put on a little special on the, I believe it was Newsmax or One America News Network, I forget which one, another reliable source, where he was on there showing this is what happened in South Korea. as the election was stolen over there. They pulled apart these Dominion machines and they showed. No. They said that this thing didn't have any Wi-Fi capabilities, but there was little tiny bumps on there. And those little tiny bumps proved something completely different, that there was a Wi-Fi chip in there. And by the way, during the training seminars, as given sworn testimony, as the woman was sitting right next to Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, she testified under oath that as part of the Dominion software training, because she was an insider there, turned whistleblower, they talked about modems and being able to hook up to the internet. So this guy, this founder and CEO of Dominion, he lied. He ought to go to jail. Bye-bye. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, the Chief Justice, chickened out when presented with the opportunity to protect the integrity of the 2020 election and uphold the Constitution. Well, since this was written, we might know why. We'll opine on that here in just a second. It was reported that Roberts was afraid there might be widespread riots if the court rendered a decision in the election fraud lawsuit. Since when did we yield to mob rule?
Since the death of George Floyd.
Very profound, Richard. I you are correct, sir.
The overdose of George Floyd. I'm sorry.
Yes. Chief Justice Roberts didn't chicken out because he was afraid of the riots. Chief Justice Roberts chickened out now, according to Lynn Wood, because he doesn't want Donald Trump to remain in office. And the reason why is because Donald Trump has spent the last 4 years outing everybody who is seated in corruption. He has effectively drained a very big portion of the swamp. And as reported by Lynn Wood, Chief Justice Roberts is complicit and involved with a child pedophilia. And so it could be, if those allegations are true, and he has not vehemently denied them, he has not come out and denied any of it, much like Joe Biden hasn't denied his son running around the world selling the office of the vice presidency. The real quid pro Joe. Because remember the fake phony phone call from President Trump to the Ukraine. Remember that was every other word you heard was quid pro quo, quid pro quo, quid pro quo. Can you say that three times fast, Richard? I did a pretty good job there. I can't believe it. After being everything that we've been through, and I can still say quid pro quo three times fast, that ought to impress everybody. Go to our GoFundMe account and throw me some cash for that. That's it's like tipping your server, right?
It's a good circus trick. Yeah.
Speaking of servers, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, John Roberts, apparently is part of the dirty swamp, part of the pedophilia mob that's running around that great heroes. Another great 2020 moment is when we had Craig the Sawman Sawyer on our show, a brave veteran. He's a Marine. He's a former U.S. Navy SEAL, a former federal air marshal, and the founder of VetsForChildRescue.org. He would love to know about Chief Justice John Roberts, and I'm sure that he's pretty plugged in.
Yeah.
I think that he's probably not missed Lynn Wood's tweets. Everybody's pretty aware of what's going on. So I believe that as this was written by Diane Herman, she was not aware of this information, but when he chickened out and when presented the opportunity to protect the integrity of the 2020 election, she speculated it was to avoid the riots. I believe it was to avoid being exposed, because the longer that President Donald Trump reigns, the longer that he's in office, the more likely he is to be on his list of people to expose for
it's
this corruption.
It's all just people running from the truth.
Yep.
I mean, the whole child sex thing and the pedophilia, it's so hard for me to even imagine that anybody, I mean, I don't know. I'm beating a dead horse. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Here's a good one. As I'm looking ahead, this is a great one right here. Here we go. Representative Eric Swalwell, the Democrat from California, was caught with his hand in a Chinese fortune cookie jar. For years, Swalwell worked closely with a Chinese spy who has since fled the country. Weird. Remarkably, Representative Swalwell still maintains his seat in the House Intelligence Committee. Right out there in the wide open. Nancy Pelosi, she hasn't answered for it. Nobody on the House Intel Committee has answered for it, and he remains as one of the...
He still has fortune cookie on the side of his mouth, for Pete's sake.
He still remains as one of the handful of very vetted, I guess, individuals who are privy to some of our nation's deepest and darkest, closest held secrets.
What makes him qualified to be on the...
Well, he was vetted, you know, he was vetted thoroughly by Nancy Pelosi and the House Intel team and all the investigators from what our intelligence agencies that, you know, we have found out have been the most corrupted people in a world where in a country where you are supposed to be able to rely on all of these three letter acronym agencies, these alphabet soup type people, the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the ATF, the BEA, whatever they are. You can't count on any of them because as James Comey proved the FNA, as James Comey proved to everybody here in the country, FNA, you can't trust anybody. He is not a righteous man. James Comey, another big fail in 2020. 5G from China, it was touted as the fastest and greatest in wireless networks. The problem is that it comes from China. Concerns stem from allegations that the Chinese-sourced networks may contain backdoors that enable surveillance by the Chinese government. China has already stolen our intellectual property and still produces goods made by slave labor. But yet here we are with this 5G stuff. Presumably that would be what the Dominion software was plugged into.
Yeah. It's supposed to be the fastest and the greatest, right? And when they talk about surveillance, does that mean they're tapping into our phones?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a question. How is it otherwise possible for you and I to have a conversation like this one right here? We're not on the phone. We're not even on the phone. They're just sitting here. My iPhone is sitting right here. Yours is sitting right next to you. You just held it up. Yep. We're not on them. It's not active. But as long as that son of a bitch is turned on, it is listening. Because I guarantee you, if we talk about something repetitively here, like the fact that you have itchy butthole and your underwear rides up all the time, right? You're going to get all these ads for itch cream and better fitting underwear. That
I'll tell you what.
Promises not to ride.
If I open my phone and I see some ad for fortune cookies, we know for sure that we're correct.
She fled the country. I wonder where she fled to. Could it be China? They'll protect her because she's a spy. Now, you do realize that the Chinese Communist Party, the regime there, demands. It's a specific, basically, it's like, the draft, if you will. Mm-hmm. Every Chinese national is required to participate in espionage at the request of the regime. They are. They're required to be spies at the request of the regime there. So if they come up to you knocking on your door and they say, you're going to the United States, you're going to find Eric Swalwell, you're going to get in bed with this guy, you're going to give up the hoo-ha as often and as frequently as he wants it. Yep. Give him all the fortune cookie he wants. Boy. Black Lives Matter, the organization, was founded in 2012 by three black women following the killing of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman. The movement has been co-opted by social justice activists who have consistently shown that black lives don't matter. And we have talked about that ad nauseum. So let's talk about it a little bit more, because that's what we do. How about Chicago? Now, let's just do this. How about New York? In New York, on New Year's Eve, less than 20 minutes into the new year, New York announced its first homicide. 20 minutes into 2021, and you guys can't get along long enough. And here's a real shocker for you. Yeah, brace yourself, because I'm about to break big news here that nobody would have ever guessed. It was black-on-black violence. It was a black-on-black crime. A black guy killed a black guy with gunfire in New York. 20 minutes into, I would be interested to see what Chicago's got going on. Minneapolis, also, Chirac, little Chirac, that is known as basically one of the most dangerous cities that you can live in right now, all because of the feckless and incapable leadership, the over-politicization of police command staffs infiltrated by radical progressive terrorists, basically communists, at the city level, government level, like Mayor Jacob Fry, the boy man child that was doing the hokey pokey wearing his flip flops as he was trying to pander to black people. And speaking of pandering to black people, what about remember Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi when they had their what do you call those things?
Those little cloth
things. The kente cloths, isn't that what they were?
Yeah, the kente cloth.
And they're kneeling and bowing. And neither of these two jerk-offs had any idea, by the way, that those kente cloths represent a very, very specific tribe
in Africa. And those people have nothing to do with the whole Black Lives Matter movement or suppression or systemic racism or any of that. That tribe does not believe in any of that stuff. But yet they didn't know that. They were too ignorant to know. The nutshell here
what
is...
What about the guy? Who was the guy in the picture? They're all taking a knee. And the asshole, he walks like a duck. He can't get on a knee, so he's just standing in the back.
Gerald Nadler.
Yeah, Jerry Nadler.
There's another big fail. How about him when he was approached by some park and the person from the news media or independent journalist, whoever it was asking him, well, what about the riots in Portland? And he says, that's all just a myth. It's just a myth. Mr. Nadler, I don't have the time on this program. I wouldn't have the time in an entire week's worth of programs to show you the footage of everything that happened in Portland. That was a city under siege, remains under siege. And in Portland on New Year's Eve, by the way, the police department tweeted out that they were calling this a riot because commercial grade fireworks were being shot at the federal building and the federal courthouse and were being used as weapons against law enforcement.
Peaceful. That guy constantly looks like he just shit his pants, too. It's
peaceful protests, that's what they call them. That was another big fail in 2020. Rioters, looters, arsonists poured into the streets of Democratic-run cities following the death of George Floyd. They destroyed businesses. They destroyed government buildings and what was perpetually described as peaceful protests by the liberal press. Some of the buildings that were destroyed were black-owned businesses, of course. But do you remember the one biggest fail where the CNN reporter is standing there? The third precinct in South Minneapolis on Minnehaha is on fire and burning. People are being bludgeoned over the head with garbage can lids right behind him. There's just this huge inferno, this huge blaze behind him with people literally fighting with weapons and mortars being shot everywhere and tear gas being deployed. And this guy's out there with his microphone going, this is a mostly peaceful protest. My God, these people. Listeners of this show understand, and I hope that you're laughing with us, because although it's very frustrating.
It's not funny, but if you don't find a way to laugh at it, at least a little bit, you're gonna go nuts, man. It's the what's funny is the stupidity and the ignorance of all these people that we're talking about.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Here we go, another big Michigan's draconian Democrat governor forced unnecessary business closures and unreasonable restrictions on the personal freedoms and liberty of her subjects. Comrade Whitmer stopped the purchase of non-essential goods in stores while allowing the purchase of other goods within the same store. Can you believe that? You can't buy this here, but you can buy this here in the name of safety and health, of course. So go ahead and get your... go ahead and get your birth control, because we like killing and babies and preventing babies from being born. So go ahead and get that. Get your late-term abortion, if you will, from this store if you can. But you cannot buy any helium-filled balloons, because that would be dangerous to celebrate. You know, to find any joy in your life would be a real travesty.
Well, some of these assholes shouldn't be procreating anyway and bringing more life into this world.
Every single week, she came up with new ways to stomp on people's rights. She participated in the Do As I Say, Not As I Do scheme with numerous other Democrat mayors and governors across the country. That is the list here. I would add a couple more. This was the epic fails in 2020. I don't know how many of them there were here, but I'll go with another epic fail here. Attorney General Bill Barr, feckless traitor. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, coward.
Yes.
We will be back in 60 seconds with, I got to show you the, you'll see. 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich.
In the face of great challenges this year, Americans showed incredible grit, strength, tenacity, and resolve. And together we achieve truly historic victories like nobody ever thought possible. To defeat the China virus, we launched the largest mobilization since World War II. We transformed our factories to build tens of thousands of ventilators and millions of masks virtually overnight. Nobody thought it could be done. We ignored the experts who demanded open borders. And we shut down travel from China and Europe to protect our citizens, and we built the wall. We pioneered groundbreaking new therapies and treatments, and we saved millions of American lives. Over and over again, we were told it would be impossible to deliver a vaccine by the end of the year. All of the experts said, absolutely unthinkable. Trump is exaggerating. It can't happen. And we did it long before the end of the year. They said it would take a medical miracle, and that's exactly what it is. Years from now, they'll be talking about it. They'll be talking about this great, great thing that we did with the vaccines, a truly unprecedented, amazing medical miracle. Normally, developing a vaccine takes up to 10 years. Thanks to Operation Warp Speed, we developed a vaccine in just 9 months. We've already begun a nationwide vaccination program. And we're sending the vaccine all over the world. The world will benefit, we'll benefit, and everybody's calling to thank me. Our most vulnerable citizens are already receiving the vaccine, and millions of doses are quickly being shipped all across our country. By early next year, the vaccine will be available to every American, and shortly thereafter, it will be delivered worldwide. We will end the pandemic once and for all. This is one of the most extraordinary scientific, industrial, and medical feats in history. Everybody has it as that. That's what they're marketed down as. And we can never let people forget where it came from and how it came. We're very proud to be honored. And all of the people that worked so hard on it, we have to be remembered for what's been done. I want to thank all of the workers, scientists, doctors, and members of the military who helped make Operation Warp Speed possible. Before the pandemic, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. Now we are doing it again. We've actually built, if you think about it, two great economies, before and after. We passed $3 trillion in relief, the largest financial aid package in history. Through the Paycheck Protection Program, we saved or supported more than 51 million American jobs. And we're doing numbers now like nobody's ever seen before, including having the highest stock market in the history of the world. I froze student loan payments, stopped evictions, suspended payroll taxes. We have slashed the unemployment rate from 14.7% all the way down to 6.7%. And a lot of people thought that the 14.7 could be 32 or 40 or 45%. And now we're down to 6.7 and heading a lot lower. We made it dramatically better than experts predicted just a few months ago. Our economy is growing at the most rapid rate ever recorded, 33.4% last quarter, and much faster than the nations of Europe. Nobody can compete with us in terms of going down less and going up by far the fastest and the best. Whenever America is challenged, we always rise to the occasion. We are bringing critical medical manufacturing back home to America. We have secured our borders and paused immigration to protect American workers. We lowered drug prices for the first time in 51 years. And after years of endless foreign wars, we are signing historic peace deals in the Middle East. It's all ending in the Middle East. We have to hope it keeps going. It's so easy if you know what you're doing. In this season of joy, Americans have so much to be grateful for. We're all blessed to live in the greatest country ever to exist on the face of the earth, and we have made it greater than ever before. As long as we remain loyal to our nation, devoted to our citizens, and faithful to Almighty God, we know that the best is yet to come. God bless you, and God bless America.
Not on the list of fails from 2020, as President Trump there on New Year's Eve went through just a very small list of all of the accomplishments that he's been able to make, despite having absolutely zero support from anybody in government, from Democrats to Republicans and those who were supposed to be there for him. Richard, I went through the list of fails here. Do any come to mind for you from 2020?
Well, I think that one of the biggest and is more of a blanket fail of America is just the large amount of people in our communities that have completely drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And then when presented with the proof that it's all bullshit, don't even question it. Just go along with it. And sheeple, as we've talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's been a whole lot more sheep born as the weeks go by, ever since all this crap started.
Not all fails have to be political. Some of them are just stupid idiots, really dumb people doing really dumb things and failing at life in general. You will never be worth anything. You'll never accomplish anything in your entire life if you run around scared. If you run around fearing what something might bring you, which then will prohibit you from doing things. Now, I'm not saying that I think you should go 300 feet up without a safety device and jump into some cesspool of snakes and rats and dangerous things, okay, because that's just stupid. But I am saying that when you have calculated risks, that is part of life. And the greater risks equal the greater rewards. It's like people going into business for themselves. When you go into business and the odds are against you, when you invest in the stock market and the odds are against you, when you bet on a sports team in Las Vegas and the odds are against you, when the odds are against you, shall you win? Shall you find victory? The payoff is tremendously higher.
Yes. And as we've seen in this country since it began, civil wars, world wars, great depressions, stock market crashes, housing market crashes, 9/11, I mean, just bombings and all kinds of shit happening all the time in our nation's history. Nothing great was ever accomplished without struggle.
Yeah.
And now we're struggling as a country, and there's just a large amount of people. And, you know, unfortunately, even some people that are close to me that I hold near and dear to my heart, just go with it. Don't ask questions. It's very sad.
It is. And, you know, we've had kind of a fun show here. I like these kinds of shows. I feel like I should have had a couple of brewskis while we were, or maybe some America bourbon. And by the way, that's coming. So just a little tease there, but we got something coming here. But, maybe a couple of spritzers, a couple of spirits wouldn't have been such a bad idea for a show like this. A sangria, if you will. I would have loved to have been on Fort Myers Beach sipping a Mai Tai with my buddy Skaz, Greg Skazny. That's another great thing from 2020. We were able to, a couple of our interviews in 2020, we had Sheriff David Clark on. Mm-hmm. We had John Voight on. We tried at Cassandra Fairbanks, but boy, she was real skittish, especially after we broke those tapes. You know, she was really all about it. And then we broke those tapes. All of a sudden, she didn't want anything to do with us anymore. See, I don't think that Cassandra Fairbanks is scared. I know that Terrell Owens is scared. Terrell Owens is frightened to death to be on this program. He is absolutely scared to death to be on this program. He will never come on this program. Here's your official invite one more time, Terrell. Here it is, T.O. Come on in. Come on in and tell us all about the systemic racism and how oppressed you have been. I would love to hear you justify your oppression on this program anytime. But anyways, I was saying that, you know, this program was a lot of fun. I like these hours because they seem to fly by really fast when we're talking about things that, you know, you can get a chuckle out of it because of how crazy all of this shit really is. It's really hard to not laugh, and you have to. And so I guess what I want to say today is you have to be able to, even though you're a patriot, and even though you know what's at stake here, and even though you know that our republic really literally does quite possibly, actually, inevitably, imminently hang in the balance, you have to find a way to be able to laugh not only at the things going on around you, but laugh at yourself as well. A little bit of self-deprecating humor is good. It's good for your soul. It's good to smile. It's good to laugh. I don't do it a lot because of what we do here. It's really hard to find reasons to laugh. But I will say that today has given me an opportunity to do that. And so I hope that our listeners don't mind us stepping away from the normal continuous drops of information.
Well, you sure had a good laugh when you were putting information out there that I kiss dudes.
Hey, you know, I just use it as an example. And if that, okay. Hey, listen, I'm not going to judge you, brother. You know,
whatever makes you smile, buddy.
All right. Well, you kissing a dude is more likely to make me vomit than it is to do anything else. But I will just tell you that the point is here is that I like having shows like this. I appreciate you guys sticking around. We appreciate every single one of you that made us what we have become during 2020 as well, because we started with an audience of, I think, 12,000. We're now up over close to 4 million or more between social media, all of our platforms, and the iHeart channel Mojo 50. So we also want to thank Mojo 50 Radio, the Ops Lens Network. We want to thank Ray Dietrich and Zach over there at Red Voice Media, and everybody else who has had a hand in giving us a platform here. And we're having a lot of fun with
Rocky.
It, and we take it very seriously.
Rocky
Stucci, God, thank you so much, man. We were pushed by that guy, and he gave it to us. Until next time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see!